Well, the situation today is that although the cassava is one of the most important crops today in the continent, second after maize, the production of cassava is facing a big challenge with some of the diseases, such as the African cassava mosaic virus. This disease is one of the most important because it is sort of affecting the production of cassava because it can reduce the yield up to 95% and even destroy the crop. So it has been spreading. Recently, we have heard about the new strain in Uganda, which is spreading in neighboring countries, and it's interacting with the African cassava mosaic, even increasing the severity of the disease on the plants and reducing the yield. There has been a number of initiative to reduce the problem, to control the disease. And also, I will say in the global sense that we have today the Global Cassava Development Strategy, which is actually not a project, but an approach for promoting the crop and for using a demand market-driven approach to develop cassava industries in the world. But the uptake in different continents is different because in Africa, for instance, now we have the NEPAD African Cassava Initiative, which is supporting the presidential initiative or national initiative of some countries like Nigeria, Benin, Ghana, and multi-donor programs in different countries such as DR Congo. So all these initiatives are there to support the crop. And on the production side, we have this disease for which IATA is playing a big role by providing germplasm, which is being used for the improvement of the crop, for actually disseminating improved varieties. And we have different type of projects, including those supported by FAO, IFAD, and other institutions to actually multiply and deploy the resistant variety by providing disease-free planting material.
So you mean the focus today is researching better crops, more resistant to pests and diseases. What is being done in that context? Where do you conduct the research? Where is the action taking place?
In fact, it's IATA who's conducting research.
Which is IATA?
The International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, which is based at Ibadan in Nigeria. It has a number of network, associated network. One of them is ERNET in East Africa and the SANET in Southern Africa. Those network and the IATA are working in collaboration with national program to develop, you know, new genotypes resistant to cassava diseases and pests. And they are also facilitating the multiplication and dissemination of planting material.
Now, the consumer in any given African capital city is waiting for that new crop. Because of the disease, the cassava has price of the cassava has gone up on the markets. So they're waiting for that new resistance crop.
The resistant material is already in the countries and in some of the fields they have been testing and some of the varieties have been released. But we need to increase the quantity of planting material of those improved varieties and also disseminate them as much as possible so that they are being used. The problem we are having in some of the countries is the sustainability of this approach. You know, you have countries starting with very good planting material, disseminating, and then after some time, due to political turmoil or due to war or different problem or different emergency problem, there is a sort of stop in the dissemination of planting material. And this disease is being spread mostly with planting material. And if you don't sort of regenerate the planting material, you sort of build the disease and then you have sort of outbreak. You know, so we have to, it should be a continuous activity, a continuous support to cassava. And not only on the production side, but we also have to develop the processing because that's the only way we can, you know, make this crop to become not only for food security, but for generation of in- income, producing gari, producing fufu, producing starch, producing alcohol, which is, you know, needed, you know, so that, you know, by diversifying the production, we can help farmers to gain more profit from this crop, and then linking the farmer to the market, because that's one of the key issues now.
So diversification would be one solution to make this crop lasting in the years to come, as it started in different...
And linking to the market.
Linking to the market. Do you have any project going on now, for example, in the Great Lakes on how to improve the cassava crop?
There are a number of projects going on in the Great Lakes region, in the Central African region, as well as in West Africa. We have, you know, sort of a number of integrated projects where we are pushing for the increase of disease-free planting material, but also introducing processing techniques and linking the farmer to the market. And with the bigger perspective coming on with the NEPAD initiative and the multi-donor programs and the presidential initiative, this is going to expand slowly. But the big challenge is to link the farmers to the market.
However, you believe that the cassava crop can remain one major staple crop in Africa, like centuries back.
If you see the projections, for instance, in the 2020, we will see that 60% of the world cassava will be coming from Africa. So it is time now to start developing initiative and type of intervention which will help us to benefit from the crop, because value addition is going to be one of the aspects, because it's not going to be only for human consumption. We have to think about using it for animal feed, for, you know, industrial purposes. So we need to diversify the way of using it and then think ahead on how we're going to benefit and improve this crop.